Where we're really going is, as an intelligence officer, I would expect all of you to expect me to lie to you.
What's up, guys? This is UAP Gerb. I just wanted to make a short video today touching on some pretty pressing news topics. If you haven't heard of the Scientific American article, Op-Ed, written by Sean Kirkpatrick, the former head of Arrow, I wanted to dissect that a little bit and show how Sean Kirkpatrick is just a modern-day disinformation agent. Now, if you don't know what Arrow is, it stands for the All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office and was the 2022 official DoD UFO investigation program. Arrow succeeded the UAP task force, which Grush was the liaison to from the NRO and NGA. Arrow and UAPTF are storied programs in a long history of official USG government programs on UFOs such as SIGN, Grudge, Blue Book, ATIP, UAP Task Force, and Arrow. Okay, what Arrow was tasked with in 2022 was investigating UFOs, USOs, underwater submersible objects, and transmedium unknowns. Okay, Director Sean Kirkpatrick has been shrouded in controversy for his entire tenure as Arrow, especially when Grush whistleblew and came out with his allegations. The office reports to Ronald Moultrie, which is the Undersecretary of Defense for Intelligence and Security, and as of April 2023, Arrow had analyzed around 650 cases with no published reports, and up until the end of 2023, didn't even have a web page or a way to contact them. And when they did, it was just a single sheet web page. So I wanted to talk about this op-ed and why it has me a little hot under the collar, okay? Kirkpatrick, of course, opens up with the Carl Sagan quote, "Extraordinary claims require extraordinary evidence." I've always despised that quote. Oftentimes, extraordinary science is done with the absence of any evidence, and thus, extraordinary science produces extraordinary evidence. So let's start to look at UAP with a scientific lens, shall we, Dr. Kirkpatrick? Anyways, throughout this article and throughout any time Sean Kirkpatrick speaks, especially his 2022 roundtable with Ronald Moultrie, in which they completely dismiss any sort of extraterrestrial presence on Earth, Kirkpatrick will always refer to UAP as alien or extraterrestrial. That is legalese because the official term and the term that's in the congressional record in the 2024 NDAA under Chuck Schumer is non-human intelligence. Kirkpatrick will never reference non-human intelligence, only aliens or extraterrestrials, so he can sidestep any verbiage. Kirkpatrick also often relies on emotional appeal in this article. In a 2023 LinkedIn post that he made after David Grush went public, basically crying that he and Arrow were so hardworking and that all these allegations sidestepped Arrow and that the men and women and him of Arrow do diligent science while all these whistleblowers run around with unsubstantiated claims. He basically calls himself a true scientist and his opponents just people who speak, who have nothing substantial to say. He uses these argumentative loopholes to basically say that Grush and a small group of people are crazed conspiracists. Within this article, he talks about how it's inconceivable that such a secret program would only be shared with 50 to 100 people. But this is an irrational take, knowing how acknowledged and unacknowledged SAPs work, and how the Senior Review Group and SAPOC are the only people who delegate access to SAPs. You can also look at the Manhattan Project, which had extremely compartmentalized information. Throughout this article, Kirkpatrick alleges that basically the entire reverse engineering program is a 2008 conspiracy perpetuated by ATIP under a small group of individuals, Lou Elizondo, former Senator Harry Reid, PhD physicist Hal Putoff and Eric Davis, and former DepSec Christopher Mellon. He claims that the whistleblowers, such as David Grush, he doesn't specifically mention him, but you can tell, are misguided or unsubstantiated. These claims are blatantly false, seen as this conspiracy, even though it's not, it's fact, dates back to the 40s, with Jesse Marcel being forced to say that UAP wreckage was in fact weather balloons with the Roswell case. The paper trail of secret reverse engineering and crash retrieval programs date back to at least the 60s with Moondust as well. And let's not forget the Wilson Davis memo and much more, which I'll cover in future videos. If this 2008 conspiracy that has run rampant is true, why is UAP transparency a bipartisan issue? Why was the 2024 NDAA introduced, in which non-human intelligence and legacy programs holding on to NHI technology and biologics is referenced dozens of times? And if this is also just some sort of conspiracy coming out of 2008 and ATIP under Lou Elizondo, which, by the way, is also a former official UFO investigation program contracted by the DOD, why is the 1954 Atomic Energy Agreement referenced multiple times, and how UAP records have been misclassified under the Atomic Energy Commission of and under transclassified foreign nuclear material? That just does not make sense to me. Kirkpatrick alleges that no whistleblowers have spoken to him. This is also false. Grush has stated multiple times that he tried to approach Arrow and Kirkpatrick but never heard back at them. One of these people has testified to Congress, one hasn't. That is Grush. We choose to believe him. Christopher Mellon responded with a scathing tweet to this claim. I'm going to read this tweet verbatim. Mellon says, quote, "I was astonished by one of the central claims made by Sean Kirkpatrick in his recent article in Scientific American, blasting UAP conspiracists. Specifically, his claim that, as of the time of my departure, more, let me repeat, none of these conspiracy-minded whistleblowers in the public eye had elected to come to Arrow to provide their evidence and statements for the record despite numerous invitations." Again, we just talked about how that's not true. "I'm baffled because, in an effort to assist his investigation, I introduced Dr. Kirkpatrick to the former director of ATIP program, Lou Elizondo, as well as Eric Davis and Hal Puthoff. Each of these prominent voices associated with the ATIP program spent hours briefing Dr. Kirkpatrick in a classified setting. None have received any feedback. Hopefully, this pending report to Congress on the alleged UAP recovery program will describe the specific claims made by these and dozens of other witnesses and what Arrow did to evaluate them." Lou Elizondo also responded to this, saying in a tweet, quote, "Many, let me repeat, many people who I know personally have spoken to Arrow and provided detailed information to Kirkpatrick and his office for the record. If Arrow isn't willing to tell the truth to Congress, we are. So as we can see, multiple people have stated that they have attempted to speak to Arrow, but Arrow is either unwilling to hear or just ignores them. Kirkpatrick talks about how Arrow is important to Congress and is, quote, unwaveringly committed to harnessing science and technology to bring unprecedented clarity to these fascinating, important, and stubborn issues." Okay, but that's also not true. Recently, an article has come forth saying that the DOD has no overarching UAP policy. Listen to this quote. "DOD has no overarching UAP policy and lacks assurance that national security and flight safety threats to the United States from UAP have been identified and mitigated. This is from an official press release of the DOD Office of the Inspector General. Thank you, Ross Goldhart, for bringing this to my attention via a tweet. I will put this actual article in the video description." Kirkpatrick, who's also tasked to identify UAP and investigate UAP, also has a storied history of saying that these anomalous aerial objects, which complete absolutely define acts of flight, such as instantaneous acceleration, are drones. If you remember Ryan Graves, who also testified to Congress with David Fravor and David Grush, he runs the Americans for Safe Aerospace, and many pilots have testified to him that they see a UAP that's described as a cube within a sphere. Kirkpatrick explains this away as a Chinese ball drone. This ball drone, for example, only operates indoors as well. So Kirkpatrick is just doing the same thing that the 1954 Robertson panel did. But instead of explaining away UAPs as swamp gas and weather balloons, he explains them away as Chinese drones, which, if Chinese drones are violating our airspace like this, this is a very big problem, is it not? Kirkpatrick also brings up how he left Arrow willingly, but there is much controversy around this, that he was possibly fired as a scapegoat for Arrow's failings. But again, Ross Coulthart did some interesting investigation into this fact, showing that in a tweet, Dr. Sean Kirkpatrick is registered with an LLC as of 2 weeks ago, October 16th, 2023, to Nonlinear Solutions, a North Carolina address which he would not disclose at the time, that he and his wife had owned since 2017. As of this time as well, Sean Kirkpatrick was also registered with the DOE Oak Ridge National Laboratory run by Battelle. Battelle also has this very serious link to UAP. So did Kirkpatrick leave willingly, or was he sent away from Arrow with some pretty cushy jobs set up by the DOE? We mentioned the DOE earlier And we mentioned the DOE in my Marines video under Jonathan Wagian. I would recommend checking that out. This is about the end of the document, but what I think is the most damning piece of evidence against Arrow and why Sean Kirkpatrick and Arrow are just a front and a disinformation front is a 2022 contract was awarded to Arrow. In 2022, a company called SandCorp was awarded $1.9 million by the Department of Defense for Arrow support services. Okay, nothing crazy here. Contracts are awarded to private customers and industry all the time. But SandCorp specializes in preventing leaks and stopping whistleblowers. Let me repeat that again. SandCorp specializes in stopping leaks and preventing whistleblowers. The OWASP Intelligence and Security, Ronald Moultrie's office, was involved in securing this contract as well. One final thing I'd like to talk about is in 2022, an apparent meeting of Sean Kirkpatrick at George Mason University in Arlington, Virginia occurred. Now, this post just popped up on LinkedIn by one Anthony Miller, but here's what he says about this. I'm going to quote this. Quote, I attended Kirkpatrick's last public event as Arrow director at George Mason University in Arlington, Virginia last fall. During the reception, he mingled with the crowd. The problem was his mingling included a shadow by Pentagon spokesperson Susan Gao, who never left his side for a full hour, even if anyone tried to have a one-on-one conversation with the good scientist. It was eerily reminiscent of a Soviet-era minder. He literally paused and looked at her to see if he'd get a nod or a head shake before he answered some questions that a friend and I had. The answers he did were rife with doublespeak, patronizing dismissal, wordplay, and semantics. That is the science being discussed here. What a joke. That's all I have for you today. This was a bit off the cuff. I apologize for any kind of tripping of the tongue I've done. I just kind of wanted to get this information out and talk about it because I am a little bit aggravated at Sean Kirkpatrick's op-ed article. He's free to post it. This is America. But he is a 2024 modern-day disinformation agent. And we have essentially just shown all of the controversy around Kirkpatrick and why this man is not just willfully ignorant, he is currently actively pressing disinformation. Thank you for joining me today, guys. I hope you learned something interesting with Sean Kirkpatrick and Arrow. Please don't forget to like and subscribe. I would like to thank all of you for participating in this community. It has grown so fast and it is so exciting to me. Just yesterday, I was leaving jiu-jitsu. And my professor, who is one of the most hardcore men I've ever met in my life, he is truly a modern-day Bushido samurai, one of the best jiu-jitsu and judo players in the world, pulled me aside and he said, Gerb, are you into aliens? I saw your YouTube channel. Proceeded to went on to discuss numerous cases that he found interesting. So just stuff like that really touches my heart. Every comment you guys make, I absolutely love reading and responding. I love hearing about your guys' encounters. So thank you for sticking with me. Again, sorry for the bit off the cuff, bit rough edit we have here, but thank you for sticking around. I'll catch you guys later.